Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
You are listening to Manga Sensei.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Manga Sensei Podcast. Today, we're going over a review. Actually, a full review. Previously, I've talked a lot about the different bases in Japanese. Base 1 through 5, as well as base te and base ta. We've learned a little bit about the differences between these individual bases, and we've talked a lot about base ta in past tense and using base te to combine things together to make a compound verb, or a soft command. Examples of this is like what we learned yesterday, which is base te hajimeru. Now, we can also see base te alone, which would be like nonde, be like, go ahead and drink. It's a soft command, not an impolite command. It's something you ask your siblings for. Unten shite kure would be like, give me a ride. But unten shite kite would be, you know, I could use kite or yatte kure. That te is making it softer. Yatte kure is actually combining it, which is the previous example, but you know, I've got a lot in my head. So, this particular episode, we're going to be going over base 4. We've talked about base 4 previously and how it's mostly used for command form, as well as being the base for ba, which is the most direct version of if that we have in Japanese. We really haven't talked about it more in depth. What exactly is base 4 and how do we use it? And then also, how do we use ba more effectively? Now, ba I like to see as a signpost, or a marker in the middle of a road. And you have one clause on one side and the other clause on the other side. So you can get a clear differentiation between the first clause and the second clause, depending exactly where ba is located. Base for ba, like tabe ba, if I eat, can separate our sentence. So we have, if I eat, what will happen? Now, this is usually an example we use with but it is a straightforward, very strong if. As we'll be going over this week, all the other versions of if. This if is usually questions. It's usually used straight across as a if from English. Now, I don't usually like to say that. However, it's important to know that the other ifs that we're going to be talking about use this if as our kind of baseline. So we have our subject one, our clause one, and then ba in our clause two. It's usually showing a conditional relationship between one and two. If one happens, number two will happen. And we can use number two to show volition, hope, want, demands, requests, suggestions, all of the example. For example, if Yamamoto-san comes, we'll throw a party. Yamamoto-san ga kureba, party wo yaru. So if A happens, then B will happen. And I can also turn that to a question. So I can say Yamamoto-san ga kureba, then if he comes, will you come? Kimo kuru? Or we have separation one and two. Now, because we have that direct ba in the middle, we should talk a little bit more about base four. Base four, back in the day, actually had two different forms. We simply combined it now for modern day Japanese language teaching into the form that we see now. You can see an example of this in written Japanese. Written Japanese has a different form of base 4 as we do today. We can see remnants of those base four differences. If we go even deeper into the grammar and talk about more advanced Japanese, as there are still not only remnants, but good examples of them being separate. That's why we see like tabeyo versus taberō, for example. Now, when we use base four, we're giving a very stern command. It's used for command for that reason. However, we often see this base four combined with adjectives or between close friends as not something mean. How does that work? Men, in particular, with male or masculine speech, will use, particularly like anime, for example, or amongst each other, will use base four to express things in base te. It's making it less of a soft command and more of a strong command. But men are trying to be more forceful in their language, which is not necessary. In fact, it seems somewhat crude. For example, if you wanted to seem, you'll see in manga or anime all the time, one character, usually the main character, like a Naruto or a Ichigo Kurosaki or something like that, will use a base four with something, you know, kue, eat. But a more polite character will say tapete, and a more polite character will say tapete kurasai, or even politer character, omeshiagare. Each of these being different levels of say, to eat please. This is showing a different type of person. Someone's like, you know, eat, versus someone saying, go and chat, let's chow down, or please enjoy your meal. Are all different levels that we would use in English to express the same type of thing. I, in my own native language, am a little more crude. You may not know for this podcast, but if I use my more crude version of the language, then that's why I would adopt it to base four. Just some food for thought. Again, it's useful to know these things simply for when you hear them to know that if people are using base four with you, it means they're fairly close or fairly above you or are trying to be fairly rude to you. Couple of thoughts, so keep that in mind when you learn to speak as well. Until next time, Johnny.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.